KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 22 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for occasional light snow this morning, then light snow and freezing drizzle possible this afternoon, a high around 32. There is a winter weather advisory in effect for the entire listening area until midnight. That winter weather advisory is in effect for mixed precipitation. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. KJAN News brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. We'll dive into the news in just a moment. Let's recap the latest in weather-related school announcements here on KJAN. We'll begin with AHSTW, which is 2 hours late this morning, and no morning activities at AHSTW. Bedford, Cam, Clarinda, Creston, East Mills, also Essex, and Fremont Mills have canceled classes for today. Griswold will be running 2 hours late. Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, and Red Oak have canceled classes for today. Orient Maxburg's the latest addition. Riverside is running 2 hours late. Also, no morning preschool there. Child care is open normal hours. Southwest Valley and Stanton have closed for today. No activities at Southwest Valley. West Central Valley buses are running on hard surface roads only. And I might add Panorama is also running their buses on hard surface roads only. Those are the school announcements. You can check them out at KJAN.com under the cancellations page. In the news this morning, Atlantic Fire was dispatched to a report of a semi on fire at the 57-mile marker or Olive Street on-ramp from Interstate 80. The rig was hauling peanut butter. The driver of the semi got out safely. Reports indicated that the rear drive wheels near the fuel tank were what was on fire. The call came in just before 6:15 a.m. The fire was out at 6:41 a.m. A little over 2 weeks ago, the Cass County Board of Supervisors approved the use of ATVs and UTVs on designated county roads with some stipulations. The board, however, left it up to each city in the county to determine whether or not those machines could be used on the streets within their respective city limits. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson warned during the city council meeting last night that ATVs and UTVs are not allowed on city streets within city limits.
First fine is $250 with an $85 court cost. Second fine is $500 with $85 court cost. And the third one is $1,000 with $85 court cost. Yeah.
The exception would be if a snowblade is attached for legitimate business use. Simply driving around with a snowblade attached to your ATV or UTV will not exempt you from a fine. Erickson said it hasn't been a problem so far, but the ordinance passed by the county may result in some confusion about where those machines can be used, and he wanted to clarify Atlantic's position on that. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday discussed a proposed rental inspection ordinance. The Community Protection Committee had met February 13th to discuss a draft inspection ordinance and decided after some contentious debate against recommending the ordinance to the council for approval. The packed meeting drew passionate comments from landlords both in favor of and against the ordinance. Councilman Chris Jimerson is the CPC chair.
Some of them were a little bit out of line with some of their comments. The majority of them, though, were pretty interested, I think. Well, I guess fear of the unknown was a lot of it, because you're going to have somebody come in and go through your property and what that inspection looked like. I think that was the biggest key of the thing.
Jimerson said a similar ordinance is working in Red Oak, and since it has begun a few years ago, the proposed ordinance for Atlantic based on the International Maintenance Code would have included an inspection every 3 years at a cost of $25 per year or $75 altogether. The inspections would look for things like mold, exposed wiring, and other common sense issues that would assure the property is clean, safe, and livable. While the ordinance died at the CPC meeting, the City Council had the option to approve it, but instead follow the CPC's recommendation. Councilperson Ashley Hayes said some of the landlords she spoke with over the past couple of weeks have told her that efforts are underway to come up with an alternative proposal.
I think one of the main concerns I do hear, which was one of my concerns, is those properties that are the lower rent properties, what happens when they're asked to fix all this stuff? The renter is the one that has to pay for it, then they're no longer affordable housing, and that's a huge issue already in Atlantic. So I think that there, even though those are properties that need to be taken care of, we also need to find a way to make it so that it doesn't cause those people that really truly cannot afford more than like $300 a month.
Councilman Dana Halder said the city needs to better focus on its minimum maintenance code and going after those property owners who have porches falling in. Those aren't necessarily rental houses, he said. Some may even be empty. Broken windows and vacant properties are another problem, and he called for better enforcement of the code. Mayor Jones suggested the CPC, representatives from SWPCO, and the landlords get together to try to hammer out another solution and then bring that back to the council. The main thing, he said, is that Atlantic isn't going to shell out money to pay for an inspector's annual salary. In the funeral announcement, Darlene Pekin, age 89, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Darlene Pekin will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Ann Gettler, age 91, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Mary Ann Gettler will be today at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Inez Reef, age 92, of Scottsbluff, Nebraska, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Inez Reef will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Steed Funeral Home in Greenfield. Donna Mae Dargan, age 82, of Avoca, died Monday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. The family of Donna Dargan will greet friends at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca this evening from 6 until 7:30 p.m. A memorial service will be held later. Garland Bratt, age 90, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died Sunday at the Manila Manor. Masonic service for Garland Bratt will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Fellowship Hall in Irwin, with a memorial service at 11:30 Friday at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Dorothy Oliphant, age 66, of Atlantic, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Dorothy Oliphant will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the New Life Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Gary Simmons, age 79, of Atlantic, died February 13th in Trainer. Funeral services for Gary Simmons will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gerald Edward Jones, age 79, of Flippin, Arkansas, and formerly of Walnut, died Tuesday in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Funeral services for Gerald Jones will be held Saturday at the Kirby and Family Funeral and Cremation Home in Bull Shoals, Arkansas. Graveside services will be held at the Walnut Cemetery at a later date. And Virgil Hendrickson, age 87, of Audubon, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Virgil Hendrickson will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.